This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Okay, so welcome to June 11th, 2024, Johnson County Cemetery District meeting. Any public comment? Kate, are you going to wow us with some comment?
I'm not. I'm going to sit quietly in the corner.
All right, so agenda was presented. I sent it out not very long before the meeting, so is there anyone that has anything else to add to it?
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
I second that.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We saw the vouchers. Anyone have any concerns, questions? If not, a motion to approve as they were presented.
I approve the vouchers and move to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Sean put a set of meeting minutes in the packet.
Bell actually did that for us. Why they look a lot better.
Any concerns?
And we also have Danetti joining right now.
Okay.
Hello, Danetti.
Danetti.
She's connecting to audio.
Okay, are we still looking through them?
It looks okay by me.
Okay. Got a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Yeah. I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
I second that.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Shanda, do you want to give us the finance report?
Sure. On the first page of the financial report, the balance sheet, just wanted to point out that the WildStar 2 rate is going back up, so it's getting closer to what we're earning at the bank, our money earned account. So we'll just kind of keep an eye on that because that does kind of follow some trends. The other thing on this, we do have a small CD. That was the interest that we put in a CD. It is coming due August, the end of August. He quoted me some rates just this morning, and he was still getting 5.2%. I think that was an 18-month CD, but rates are still holding pretty good. So, not this month, but in August, we'll have to figure out what you guys want to do with that.
Are we just letting the CDs roll over when it becomes time
when their balance comes? Do we just take that money that we earned and put it into the CD and then let it go again?
Sheila, that's what we did last time.
Okay.
That's why that one is $22,000. It kind of depends on what your cash flow looks like.
If we need the cash flow, then we cash in the CD.
Okay. Or if somebody else gives us a higher rate.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you can shop around and do whatever you want.
She shopped around.
Okay.
So it looks like, I mean, so far we have $385,000 in the money market, so I would anticipate that that's probably going to carry us and we wouldn't need that additional money. But.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
On the profit and loss detail, I don't think there was any questions. I will fix that N8 trucking. And Cassie asked that I get a total cost that we've paid to CPS. So I will look for that and get back to you on that. As far as the budget versus actual, so even though we're in June, we still have another month's worth of bills. So technically we're only 92% through the fiscal year. We did get a decent check from the county. And if anybody looks at that paper, they took a lot of money back. But I called Carla on it and she said that there was an entry that was double entered. So there wasn't really any money there. But if anybody would happen to look at that report, there was an error on it. But this reflects the actual money that was deposited. You know, a few line items were over or close to. However, if you look at the last page of the budget versus actual, like I said, we still have another month's worth of bills. For the general operating, we have $24,000 still in our budget to expend. I'm not concerned about going over because we still have $130,000 in addition to that $24,000 total expenditures in the capital projects.
So at the end of the day, we're 92% of the year and we're 73 and some through the budget. So we're looking like we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Ish.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing a good job.
We like that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions about that?
And I'll just give you guys a little update on the submitted budget. Is this now the time to do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to let you know, I did get confirmation from both the clerk and Susan Moreno from the Department of Audit. They don't have any issues, so we still have to hold our public meeting, advertise it, and send that to the Department of Audit. And it's due to their offices no later than July 31st. There is one little spot on there that I still have some questions with Carla, and I'll get that figured out. But because we are assessing more than we did 2 years ago, we should get some revenue back. But Carla and I can't quite come to agreement as to what that number should be. So when we submit the final budget, that might be a number that changes a little bit. But that's income, so it's a bonus.
So. From what your email said, we were going to be about 100 and some long with that $1 million was the estimate, is that right?
Let me see, yes, 113. But Luke, on this budget, I think I might have overestimated the money we'll get back, so it might be a little bit lower than that,
okay.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
And I can do this, we can leave this as it is and just submit the final numbers, or I can go back through and put actual end of year fiscal numbers in there, which might change it a little bit because that will change our cash balances. So however you guys want me to handle that. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Yeah, makes sense to me to carry,
so there,
to wait as long as you can to find the for your final numbers, because then we'll know what we're carrying with us into the next budget.
So I put in estimated numbers, you know, I tried to put in the payroll and that kind of thing, but they were just estimated numbers.
Yeah, I guess I, so that'll bring the estimate for our total reserves.
It won't touch reserves at all.
But if we, so if we're long on our budget by 113,000,
you can choose to put that into reserves, yes.
Okay, but yes. It goes into our budget this year as an in contingency, or where does that go into?
It just hangs out as cash.
Okay. So we can use it how we want in that fiscal year, and then it will carry over into reserve. So if we stick in our budget, then it would go into reserves.
If you wanted to, yes.
Where else would it go?
If you want to spend more money.
Yeah. We could,
or
I
it can
think
hang
we
under
could
as
probably buy a project.
Yeah.
Greenhouse.
We do greenhouse. We can do, yeah, we got lots of ideas. We could do tree nurseries, and we could do more column bearings.
I think repair
and paving, and I got all kinds of ideas.
My only question asking that is, you know, I think we need to be respectful of how much we have in reserves, and so we've chunked down on that a little bit, and maybe we'll continue. I suppose it depends on how that sprinkler project goes.
I think with what we have on site and money remaining, I feel like we're in a really, really good place with the irrigation project financially.
Sure. So I don't think it's bad to have a little cushion. We just need to talk in years into the future, especially depending on what the revenue picture does year over year.
So just to make sure we are on the same page, I did decrease our reserves this year by $184,000.
Okay.
So if
based on our budget that we had in conjunction with this irrigation project plan.
Yes. So the reserves are down starting the fiscal year from 927 to 743.
Okay.
So if you want to replace those reserves.
Potential. I mean, I think I would start having a little heartburn when we started getting above $1 million in reserves. And so I think at that point talk about turning it back. You know, we do have big ticket items like we saw this year where it's nice to have that reserves. But that's just my opinion, I guess. But it sounds like we won't be there this year, even with everything. So, sounds good. When's our budget here, or our budget?
July 1st, right?
It starts July 1st.
No.
With the commissioners.
July 1st.
Okay.
At 1:30, so we probably need to assemble a board member or two to be there, and Chanda will be there, and I'll be there.
1:30?
Yeah, so.
July 1st?
If anybody would like to make themselves available for that, that would probably be beneficial.
At the commissioner's office?
Yeah.
What time?
1:30, so maybe 1:20. They sometimes are ahead of schedule, so. But the fire's right before us, so we'll probably be running late.
I think we're after.
Oh, you're after us, so.
That budget takes 5 minutes, so we.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, ours shouldn't take all that long, too. So.
Yeah, I would prefer not to go to that one, so if other people, if you could go shoot it or something, then. Okay.
And then I will advertise for the budget.
You do that?
I'll take care of that, Sean, if you want me to.
I would love it.
Okay, so the next meeting will be the budget hearing.
We'll open with that and then move into our regular meeting. Great.
Before we get away from Chanda, 2 months ago, maybe three by now, as time goes, we had that check to send to the special use district, and we can never, it out kept coming back. I still have that, and I would like to recommend that we just void that check and move on.
Okay. If you'll give it to me, I'll vote
it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Questions about the financial report?
No.
Motion to approve the
financial. I make a motion that we approve the financial report as presented.
I would second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Great.
Am I okay to take these, or should I need these for Bob?
I think you can take them. We've got enough to pass them.
We have two rooms.
Okay, Sexton report. And I don't know if in that, just looking at those old minutes, we could update on the column bearing project too.
Yep, I can do that. So I'm going to start with Casey's report. We've done a lot of work down there. We've been working with Donetti, trying to get some things just brought up to improved status with the gate, which is complete now. I think it's been pretty unanimously well received in KC. I haven't heard any poor feedback. In fact, I have heard a lot of excellent comments and thank yous from the Southern Cemetery. Danetti's been very busy with her pre-Memorial Day preparation. She had the 4-H kids down there helping her do some of that, which is great community service to inspire our youth to help and be community-minded volunteers. So I'm glad she's got those guys down there. She's got her own little water issues going, but I think that's kind of annually. She replaces the drip line stuff that maintains her trees. So yeah, we've got the gate finished. She's taking out trash, does her regular bathroom checkups. She is getting some tools. We've been purchasing her some tools and some equipment down there. She's got a her own wheelbarrow now, so she can leave her other one at home. So yeah, we're bringing her all of the tools that she needs as she needs them. We're making sure that those are coming available. She's been weed eating a lot down there. Took one of the Bobcat mowers of ours down, did some mowing with it, test drove it. She's absolutely in love with that. And so, does her push mowing. There's quite a bit of that she does push mow around trees and whatnot. I think that once she gets that Bobcat mower going, she'll use the push mower less. We did have a flat tire on our brand new canopy, but we got that fixed up and it's ready for service down there. Everything's good. As far as Buffalo Cemetery, same thing. We worked quite a few long days to get everything ready for Memorial Day. We had a lot of good public comment, just people stopping by and thanking the board and the staff for all everybody's hard work and attention to detail this year that went into getting ready for Memorial Day. I think it was a great turnout. We had Senator Brasso there. That was kind of a neat deal, and some young ladies from the high school, they're doing the girls' state program, so we were able to incorporate those girls there. And then post-Memorial Day, literally the very next morning, we were trenching irrigation. So I guess an irrigation update is that we've trenched, I think we're about 400 feet or 300 feet from the top of the cemetery now, moving from our behind our shop up the west side. So we've probably trenched, 2,000 feet so far that we've got. We've probably installed, we're going to be about 1,000 feet of pipe by the end of tomorrow. Putting in tees, getting everything fused. We are completely hooked up to the bottom pump house. As far as the output of the pump, I'm waiting for a part on the input. Just a simple part, but of course,
I don't know.
That's Liz. She's sewing.
Liz, will you mute your microphone, please?
Oh, I thought it was muted. Sorry.
But you're doing a good job on that sewing.
Yeah,
that sewing machine, you're working hard.
So yeah, that's really what we've been working on. We got our summer crew here full blast there. We've got 6 kids, I believe it is, and a few of them have a lot going on this summer. So with the 6, it turns out maybe like we have 4, but we have a gentleman who's contacted me multiple times wanting to just do some mowing, get out of the house stuff. He's a retired gentleman that we all probably know, Dave Ramsey, Buffalo kid, born and raised. He would like to come in and do some mowing, so we're going to kind of bring him in as a seasonal guy that fills in when the kids are gone. He's going to be here to help them keep their blocks maintained.
How is he with sprinkler systems?
He's a great pipe fitter. He's a knowledgeable gentleman. I mean, he wants to be here and help us do some things. And he's actually really... I worked with Dave when I was pretty young, doing some chimney work and some gas piping work. And he's a good mentor, not only for our young kids here, but also for Paul and I. He's got some wisdom he'll bring to the table. He's retired now, but he did own a business here for many years, and he knows how to operate efficiently. So
I think doing it for free.
Yeah, well, not for free, but he's doing that part for free. But he will he'll be good with the kids, I think, keeping them moving efficiently. Paul and I are very busy, not having to so far maintain these kids a lot. They've been able to run their own program. All of them except for one are returning this year, so they all are seasoned veterans, if you will, taking care of business. And we were in the heat of battle today before this meeting, so I'm kind of excited to get back to putting that irrigation together. So that's really all I have as far as my, well, I can touch on the cremation garden too. So last meeting we talked about assembling maybe some people to look at some other options. There aren't a whole lot of other options in that price range. In fact, there really aren't other options other than the one that I sent to you, Barb. I think it was Glowstone. And that's the one in Georgia. They're a really good product. As far as if we wanted to go with another columbarium distributor, you're looking at doubling the money for the same size of a product. And that is because they import their granite. So this Georgia company, they have their own quarry nearby, and that's why they're able. I did contact them again, asking them, why are you able to produce this product for quite a bit lower? And they said because they're a mom and pop home-owned, family-owned business, and they have their own quarry, and their overhead is low. So those are our options, basically. I would like to, though, stay on that path of getting a cremation columbarium in KC and doing the two additionals here of the... They're another style. They're the same style, but they have a different look, if you will. I think it's the best thing to do, as well as it allows KC that same opportunity and the same service that we're providing here. So that is probably about all I have for my section report. If you guys have any questions...
I guess I would ask Liz or Donetti if we discussed that down there. If people have given any feedback about potentially having the one wall down there in KC.
I haven't talked to anyone. I wanted to make sure that was what our plan might be. And I think we maybe need to get together with Sean and talk about where we'd place it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then maybe approach the public with it.
Yeah, we're going to be down there in a couple of days, maybe to work on the roads, because we told Donetti that we would get down there to do the roads. And since Paul's got enough trench opened up ahead of me, he was talking about maybe going down Thursday and doing some road repair, just work, sprucing up. So maybe that'll be a day that at least Paul and you could visit, and Paul and maybe Donetti get together and generate some ideas as to locations. Or if that's even, like, say, the path that you'd like to go down.
Yeah, I think we do that, maybe. And then they kind of approach the public with it. But, I mean, I don't know what else we do with that thing.
We can sell it to another cemetery.
Yeah, we can do that, or, you know, we can create a spot at the veterans plot that is just for cremains too. I mean, there's we have options.
Okay.
There's I don't think
okay.
that that's a bad idea either to take at least to have the vision of our future. We're going to probably want to offer that in the veterans section. We're filling up in the current one that we're burying people in right now. We don't have a whole lot of burials left in that particular area before we move on to the south. So it might be, and there's a lot of area there, and that might be a conversation too. If we don't have somewhere in KC, or if that's not an option that they're interested in, maybe we do a veterans section call there in too. So I don't think we're shooting
ourselves.
Is it still
sitting up there where you had it, Sean?
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Currently, yeah. Yep. We're not going to move it again. It takes a little bit of effort to move them, so we're just going to let it sit there. At least it's out of our shop area, so we're not worried about it being damaged there.
I was just wondering if you could snap a picture of it and send it to me, and then if I talk to people, I can show them like what it looks like.
You bet. Yeah, we could do that. We could probably even do some Photoshop. Make it look like it was actually sitting in your cemetery.
Okay, if you want to do that,
yeah.
You're good for you.
we'll make a little drawing up for you to show around and get some public comment.
Yeah.
So what's the what was the quote and the cost on the replacement from this company?
This is my last meeting minutes probably. I could go grab it. I don't want to give you a false number.
Would it be helpful to move that along to just approve to, or are you too busy with everything?
No, I would like to move it along. I would like to continue on. Looks like the walls were estimated to cost approximately $30,000, which the board recommended expended within the current fiscal year from reserves. So we put $30,000 in to get the new walls and transported and get the other one down to KC, basically. So that's concrete and columbarium prices. To do two more walls and the concrete was going to be the $30,000. I can, if you got a second, I can go get you the actual quote. It's just another.
Yeah, and then I think we probably should take
I would like
to,
if we can
move
it.
Improve it.
Yeah.
So you can.
I can darn sure keep both projects going. And I don't mind.
I don't think we talked about it. What do we do with it?
Yeah, what do we do with the damaged piece?
We sell it off as cutting boards and pastry board.
We make some countertops in here.
Uh-huh. Everyone likes a cold piece of granite to roll their pastries on, right?
I don't roll much pastry.
I don't either.
I don't want any more stuff in my kitchen. Funny. No, I just wondered we're going to have to decide. He's probably got an idea. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not usable.
So you have they're just the two colors? I would trust your guys' opinion much more than
I would care for the black.
You don't? Okay.
I like that. That gives it, that's at least.
I think this suits our environment better.
The rusty look, the black.
Okay.
I don't know, black is. I get the color of the cage pretty.
The black one's top a little bit, I think, on the cage.
Black's right.
And we have the option would be, so like the gray is the columbarium,
yeah.
And then the covers or the cabinet covers, those are color optional. So like you pull up there, that's like a mahogany color.
Mm-hmm.
They have a black color. They have you can go with gray. It kind of washes out though. So that those are the things that are optional, would be the color, the style, not so much. So the estimate for two cremation walls, the 3201s basically that you're looking right there, from Georgia to Buffalo. This was my shipping estimate, I'm sorry. Let me go back to this.
I'd rather just put it on.
We like him.
We're going to keep him.
Him, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Of course we are.
He's perfect.
Practically perfect in every regard.
Hey, you know why we have to do something else with the columbariums?
No, I was actually going to ask you at the end of the meeting. I didn't need to type time now, but as Sean stepped away.
It's one of them was got here damaged, broken up.
Extremely
it's,
damaged.
It's, it looks like it was dropped from a crane or something.
Is that a shipping issue or a manufacturing issue?
Probably, but it wasn't inspected on delivery.
Yeah.
And so we didn't open them up for 2 years, and so it's hard to say that.
Mm-hmm. So Sean thought that maybe this the good one could go to KC.
Mm-hmm.
There's two walls.
And yeah, there are two walls, and then the Buffalo one, Willow Grove, would get two new ones, and that's what we're discussing.
Okay, I understand that. Thank you. Thanks for the update.
Oh. Have we ever figured out what it's going to cost for one of the columbarium, I don't know what you call it, the little closet, the banks or whatever.
Oh.
Do we know what our cost, what we're going to sell those to the public for?
Oh. No, we have not completed that, but it will be comparable to...
Yeah, I was just wondering what I tell people down here is like it'd be about the same cost as a plot, and how many people can go in one?
Two people can go in one.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh. Depending on your container, I would say.
Yeah, depending on the size of the urn that you use.
They're built for two people to go in. So if you want to go in there, you
make sure
that
they fit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That is a good question about how we're going to determine
the cost.
What the cost is going to be to buy one
when we need to.
We can kind of move on to some new business while we're waiting and move back, use our time efficiently. So. Probably the next easiest one to talk through is our office manager financial specialist contract service update.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us the went up by $100, I
yes.
think is the gist of it.
Yes. But other than that, everything is the same except that the date, it wasn't a full fiscal year because I think for a while it was on a calendar year. And so I've changed it till it starts July 1st, the same as our fiscal year. And again, everything's the same, still contracted out to the fire department, Jacksonville Fire Department.
So,
need a motion?
If you would.
I would.
Unless there's further discussion.
Okay, I'll make a motion, then we'll call for further discussion.
Sounds good.
Okay, I would like to move that we accept the new bookkeeping contract. The updated version as presented.
I second that.
Discussion? Motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make a copy for Sean for your pets.
Okay, sounds good. Then, just to give you an update on the K status, I know Last year we talked, we were going to put it out to bid. We were kind of, John Hansen had worked with Cody Collins, and we planned to put it out to bid. So John had sent the ad for request for bids to the bulletins 2 weeks ago on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. He was a little too late to get in that week's paper. It was supposed to run this week. It got missed, and so it did not run from the bulletin side. And so we're kind of at this point where I feel like it's probably a little too late to solicit bids and to be able to bring them back to the board and have an effective pay reduction. But I certainly am up to others' input. I think, Sean, you can, have you had conversations with Cody Collins again?
I did. Cody is interested in it. He's ready to submit either our proposal that we were going to run in the paper, or he could do it on the same terms that you guys agreed to previously, which was on shares.
Which was, what was the share, 70-30 or
something? Like that, yeah. It was a good deal for both of you guys. There would be the option of still running the ad. It'd be pretty late into hay season. I don't think you'd have a lot of people interested, because by the time they need to be getting their numbers together, they're already out cutting. So the other option would be, I mean, we could run it for that, because that would be the next meeting you would open them. Otherwise, you could give Paul and I the authorization to open them, or you guys could have a special meeting to open them. But I feel like at this point, it'd be best to keep the ball rolling. And I know that Cody would be interested in just continuing on with the agreement that you guys had last year. I like to work with Cody just because we know what we get with Cody. He gets in here and gets out of here. We don't have hay sitting around, and we don't have the equipment sitting around. He knows the place. He knows where to kind of stay away from, if you will. There's some areas that are more sensitive to cutting, as far as down along the creeks where you don't want to have tractor depression into the banks there. Anyway, I'm fine to do with whatever the board would like. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get that in, and that was just a communication error.
So. Money-wise, do we have to advertise it? Is it low enough amount of money that we don't have to advertise it?
If it's on shares, I think.
Well, I don't think special districts
are really a threshold for that.
Someone did give me the input that we were. I don't know that that's true based on our audit. In my review of the stuff, so I don't think it's necessarily a requirement. I had wanted to do it. I think it's the right thing to do, is to put it out to bid.
I would like to do that, you know, just in years coming, but I think we're behind the eight ball.
Are there other ways to call for bids without being in the paper? Can we call people we know who might be interested and say, deadline is July 1st?
I think you want to stay away from that, because then it's again, just because I don't know everybody that might be interested,
sure.
And I don't want to upset somebody,
sure,
that may be interested.
That's true.
Yeah. I'd like it if we advertise it. It makes it a more level playing field. Although I don't think we're getting an unfair deal with Cody on that side of the conversation.
Well, have you been contacted by anybody else that might want to do it?
I've not, actually. The only person I've been contacted with was Cody, and that was kind of what participated. The whole conversation was a couple of months ago. He'd asked if we were interested in doing the repeat contract. So.
How many acres does he plow?
Oh, he doesn't plow till any. He just cuts. It'll be.
But how many like bales? Does he do big round bales?
He does big rounds, and year to year that changes. Last year he had kind of a bumper crop. This year he did come out and he looked. Him and his wife looked. They say we've got really pretty good hay over in the Joy edition, not so much in the Adams edition like we did last year. So he's presuming there's going to be a little less. I don't remember. He got like 20 bales maybe last year out of here.
It was more than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was. Yeah, I can't even remember. But I know that the bulk of his haying is in the Joy edition.
And are we irrigating now?
No.
No.
It's dry.
We have irrigation, water, and
there is the ability and the right to irrigate it. The only person that has ever irrigated it in the last 15 or maybe so years that I know of would be Cody. He's done that a couple of times. He's irrigated that back there.
We probably should just put some bids out to even kind of lease of hay ground for that. We need to be a little careful with our water rights and making sure we're putting that water to beneficial use.
Cody's been happy to use it without irrigating it, or, you know, he's happy with what he gets out of it without irrigating it, so. But
I'm saying we need to use our irrigation water
for
beneficial use, or we will lose it. So that needs to be part, either as a cemetery staff, we need to be putting that irrigation water to use, even this year.
So if we did that, it would be best to put that onto your hay contractor.
Yeah.
Because the skill set that is involved into the flood irrigation, it's not something we want to mess up and flood irrigate our cemetery. So a lot of that flood irrigation is above the cemetery. That all comes from just on the other side of the fence line up there by McBride's. And so that being up there and having it not been irrigated in a lot of years, I'm not sure what that condition of that ditch is in. I really don't.
So let's make sure we put that on the list of things to discuss towards fall, is to put that out to kind of bid for including use of the irrigation water as part of the hay contractor's responsibilities. And even this year, if he would come and run some water, that would probably be significantly beneficial to us. So other discussion?
So it sounds like we need to get the hay off the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's much benefit in leaving it there.
So maybe we better go ahead, and if somebody yells, we can say, you know, we were supposed to have it in the bulletin 2 weeks, and it didn't make it for various reasons.
Right. I think just one was probably theirs.
One was probably on me. I called on, I didn't realize it was a holiday coming up and that they had closed. So they had closed on Friday previous to Memorial Day instead of their Tuesday. Usually their Tuesday is your cutoff. They'd actually cut it off the week before.
Yeah.
And that was I just wasn't reading the writing on the wall for the holiday. The other one was just a miscommunication. We don't really know what happened other than we just didn't get a we sent an email. They actually apparently had some questions about our email, and we didn't receive those questions. So we were just under the presumption it was going to run. So here we are in a corner just trying to look for a way out.
Sorry.
I'd like to get the hay used up.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make sure we were okay. So
I think we should move forward with Cody.
Yeah, I do too.
And then we'll just get it done this year.
We probably should do just a motion. So if someone make that motion.
I make a motion that we go with Cody Collins with a 70-30, like it's done in the past.
Whatever last year's
contract. Last year's contract.
Yeah.
Right.
Repeat last year's contract with him, and then.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Do you want to move back to the
color? Yeah. So those, I did want to clarify with the company, so I went ahead and called them just real fast. So each columbarium is $10,190. Each of the to transport both of them is going to be between $4,500 and $4,800 for them to do it. So you're looking at $23,000 for the columbariums and an additional $5,000, if you will, for transport if they transport them. So we're at 28, and then.
So 10,190.
That's two for one.
Would be 20,300 plus 5,000.
That would be 25,000. 25, sorry. That's right. I got to 28. Sorry. I don't know what I did.
You had a bad kindergarten teacher.
It's hard to find good teachers, but not Oh, wait, I'm married one.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. So, 25 for two walls. Now, that is for the gray with black. He said there's different pricing if it's a different color of the cabinet door. He would have to quote the difference. I can't imagine it's
much more.
And he said he would be happy to get a quote pretty quickly put together, but that wasn't a number that he had in front of him right now. So black and gray, the reason he could give me a quote on that is that's what they have in their quarry. So the red or the mahogany or a pearl gray or whatever, the cabinets would be special ordered for those covers. That's not something they have out of their quarry.
So it's going to be more money.
It would be more. How much more? Probably not a giant increase, but it would be more.
Are these 48 or 64?
These are 32, so you have 64 between the two of them.
So, and because I'm new at this, it looks in the profit and loss budget versus actual, the cremation garden capital outlay. We have used about 49% of the budget. So I'm guessing the budget included all the labor. It didn't include the landscaping, the whole works.
So where we're at right now, that's basically to have had the footers done and move the walls up there. So we've spent $4,800, that's where we're at.
That remaining budget was for the flat work surrounding it, so a walkway and...
Yeah, just some decorative concrete that we have, you know, we could actually still do it, but I don't want to be transporting walls over finished concrete, you know, we might as well just wait for the city part.
Well, of course, I'm just wondering if we could put the $25,000 somewhere. That's where to take the $25,000 out right now, if it's possible.
We should have plenty of money in the budget, right?
Yeah, and there's that contingency, $40,000 for capital outlay that you guys haven't touched.
Okay.
If you get it done before.
Like, if we get the check off before.
Yeah. And frankly, I feel strongly enough about not having the black that it's worth a little more money.
Yeah. So maybe we just approve the purchase up to $30,000. Does that sound, I mean, that would be a contingency of $4,000 additional, which I don't think we'll need. Hopefully it's $2,000 or less, but is everyone comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a motion?
Go ahead.
Jeff, go ahead. Jim.
Go ahead. I move that we plan to replace the columbariums with the red fronts, knowing that it would possibly cost us more money, but over
up to
$2,000 apiece.
Well,
is that not enough?
$30,000 total.
Up to $30,000 total,
including shipping and
from the Georgia company.
Okay, from the company in Georgia, made in America, and so that it will better suit the environment of Willow Grove Cemetery.
I second that
motion. Motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. This has been a never ending project.
Yeah.
Now we go and we get it done.
All right. I have no other business to discuss.
We're not going into executive session.
Okay.
Me neither.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
I'll second that.
Seconded.
We'll wait for 1 minute.
All right, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.